to keep the business of a board, of a group, moving along in as respectful and cooperative a manner as possible. So that being said, I'd like to open nominations for the vice chair. Alice?
I nominate R. Paul Martin.
Okay. R. Paul? Okay. And Tarif?
Yes, I nominate Mariana Gaston.
Mariana, do you accept? Okay. Any further nominations for vice chair? Okay, the two names before us are Mariana Gaston and R. Paul Martin. Do we have ballots?
Yes.
Oh, comments. We didn't have comments before. Well, would the nominator wish to speak? The nominator, we had suggested that perhaps the nominator and the nominee might wish to speak before the election, or?
I think most people are Paul, and that he bridges many communities, and I think he's a very careful guy, and although I very much appreciated Mariana's work, I think it would be good to have R. Paul now, and I think he could help all of us and is quite unprejudiced against any viewpoint, I believe. Thank you.
Okay, before we go on to the next speaker, I think that the people who are now standing and waiting to speak may find yourselves getting awfully tired by the time the next opportunity to speak comes along. So if you can kind of be kind to each other and remember where you were in the line, please feel free to sit if you'd like to. Tarif, were you going to? I'm sorry.
I take pleasure in nominating Mariana Gaston for vice chair. She has not only served in the capacity of vice chair for 1 year, all of us have, during that time, had the ability to observe her expertise in that capacity, how fair she is, her ability to negotiate, her ability to conciliate when conciliation was necessary, the fact that she has operated in the past as an organizer on behalf of the Republic of Cuba and against the Cuban embargo. She has functioned in the capacity of many other issues on behalf of oppressed people in this city and in this country. I am proud on the basis of her work in the community and on the basis of her work for the past year in the capacity of vice chair to nominate Mariana Gaston.
Do the nominees wish to speak? Do the nominees wish to speak? Paul, our Paul, do you wish to speak?
Sure, we can do it. It'd be very short.
Yes, I think I do a good job, and I think I could certainly do the job of vice chair, and I hope you'll all vote for me.
Well, I am honored to try to play this role again, and particularly I would like to be able to be supportive of Bashra and of all of us to try to move the agenda forward and constructively.
Okay, please mark your ballots. I think that perhaps during this period of time it might, should we have the report? Yes, let's go on to the speakers or, all right, since everybody's still standing up, do people remember where they were in the line? Gary?
Madam Chair, are you ready?
Oh, yes. Madam Chair, don't you dare
let stop before I take that sweater from you. My name is Michael Vincent Cree. I pastor my own peace and justice ministry, One World Life Systems. I first bid everyone here peace, and the love that never fails, I hope, is just upon all of you, knowing that whatever your own perspectives be, I just hope that you realize that you are given great responsibility, and with that comes a great trust. So we hope that, I hope that you can uphold that. The co-writer of the U.S. Federal Disabilities Act had a phrase that pushed that through, and they recalled it when he passed, and that was lead, follow, or get the hell out of the way. And I'm very happy, having voted for the Unity and Justice slate, to see so many of the folks that I put my trust in my vote to be present. And I pray that all of you can work together, because perfect attendance with only a legacy of acrimony is nothing to having someone like Michael Warren come late and save the day in the nick of time. So I would prefer that people start appreciating one another for your gifts, not focusing on gaps. And we have a lot of serious things to get through. International Rescue Committee reconfirmed what the UN had already told us. 3.8 million Central African people died in the last 6 years. We should have reporters on that. In Haiti, they stormed City Soleil in the last 48 hours. We should be having reports on that. And we need not to bring onto the station the state assembly or the state senate leaders until they get something done, because when they vote a minimum wage to be in 2007, when the national average for a living wage is $8.50, then we have to expose these people for who they are. I wish you all well, and I just want to thank all the producers and all the people, the technicians behind the scenes, that made it possible to hear WBAI's voices when the fire was down on Wall Street. That was heroic. That was putting up our tower, and those are the kind of towers that we have to really rebuild and work on. Thank you.
Well, there have been a number of right-wing provocations on the air on BAI. The last time I did have a chance to speak, I referred to somebody who's on the air right now, who's a regular on Off the Hook, along with the host, a man named Jim, I believe, who said he wanted to drop a neutron bomb over our fellow workers in Iraq. Some people found it amusing that I brought that up. So that's who they are. And now I turn on the radio and I hear that Freedom House is being brought on as an expert on the Ukraine. Zbigniew Brzezinski and Peggy Noonan, Reagan's favorite speechwriters, are on the board of directors of Freedom House. Alternative to what is that? You line up with Bush and in the Ukraine, you're an alternative to what? You're an alternative to nothing, whoever puts that out on the air on WBAI. Imperialism everywhere, U.S. imperialism must be stood up to. And yes, in my opinion, the Stalinist regimes in Eastern Europe, many horrible things did go on, and that's why I'm a Trotskyist. But I defend the workers' states against capitalism, even the ugly ones, not just the pretty one like Cuba. And so now Russia is on the ropes, and it's not enough that things are as bad as they are now under capitalism. They have to become worse. And George Soros is helping the USA and the CIA. So Friday, we're going to be out there this Friday in front of the Soros Institute that we always hear being snuck into BAI as if it was a friend of the working people, and it's not. USA, CIA, out of the Ukraine. Who are you? What's your role in this?
Thank you, Gary.
The results of the election for vice chair are Mariana Gastone, 14 votes, R. Paul Martin, 9 votes, 1 vote blank. Nominations are now open for secretary. Do I have any nominations for secretary? Alice?
I nominate R. Paul.
Okay. Oh, okay. I actually have an agenda here. proposed agenda, but we have a nominee for treasurer who is going to be late. So that was
arrived.
Oh, he just arrived. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Berthold. Ray.
I'd like to nominate Bertha Silva.
Yeah, that's for hello. Are we taking nominations for treasurer? Comes generally speaking after no. Secretary is next. Secretary comes after vice chair.
No.
Yeah.
You just opened it for secretary.
I just opened it for secretary. Okay. Our poll has been nominated. Bertha Silva has been nominated. Would you like to speak to the nomination? Nominators, nominees. She already spoke. That's true.
Well, Bertha Silva is not a member of the board. She ran for Justice and Unity slate and didn't win, unfortunately. However, for those of you who are raising eyebrows, I'd like to point out that the bylaws allow non-board members to be serving in the position both of secretary and of treasurer. And this is an individual. By the way, you can see there are no Latinos on the board. I'm sorry, no new ones, obviously. Well, I meant no new ones. Obviously, I know they're Latinos. And this is a serious community that's underrepresented. Berta is a long-time activist, long-time organizer for 1199, and presently she's a contract writer for the union. So I strongly endorse a candidacy.
Berta, would you like to speak? Okay. Is somebody collecting ballots? Are nominations closed? Are there any further nominations for secretary? Patty? Declined.
Madam Chair, I relate.
Yes.
Since Berta's name is not on the ballot, I'd like to point to people that they have to write a name. Since Berta Silva's name is not on the ballot, I'd like to point to you that you have to write down yourself. Her name is Berta Silva.
Bertasilva. Alice?
I'd like to nominate Paul Surabell.
Declined. Any further nominations? Well, while we're collecting and speaking, the next listener to speak.
Hi, my name is Mitchell Cohen. I had two motions that I brought before I distributed to all the board members that I would like to be considered here today, and I'd like the secretary to record them in the minutes, please, as a listener comment. I'd like them in the record. The first is a motion in defense of producers' rights at WBAI, in which the local station board supports due process for all staff and encourages the unpaid staff organizing committee to vigorously pursue the grievance it has filed on behalf of WBAI staff member and producer Gary Null. The local station board affirms the process as outlined in the letter of agreement between management and USOC, which outlaws management from firing or banning any producer, including Gary Null, without due process as outlined in the agreement. Therefore, the LSB instructs management to rescind the firing and banning of Gary Null and return him immediately to his daily noon to 1 p.m. time slot. That's one motion that I submitted to the board, and I'd like a board member to propose that and have it voted on, please. The second motion was in support of Coca-Cola workers. Sorry. The local station board notes that there is an ongoing international boycott of Coca-Cola products, and you can find that at killercoke.org, in support of Coca-Cola workers in Colombia and in vehement protest against the assassination of union organizers there. We also oppose the toxic herbiciding of the countryside and coca-growing areas under Plan Colombia. To this end, the local station board requests that WBAI station management remove the Coca-Cola machine from the premises of the station and post information about why this is being done so other people can know about it. Hopefully it will provide healthier items for station staff to consume. And maybe people will have better moods when they come to board meetings as well. We also request that WBAI station management write to Coca-Cola and explain why it will no longer sell the company's products, and the LSB hereby announces its intention to join the Coca-Cola boycott in its official capacity. Thank you.
I cannot help noting that the line for public comments is most resolutely male, and I would invite women to comment, and I would invite the men on the line to, help to make this a bit more of a varied input here. Thank you.
So, you know you should never give me a mic, right? So the first thing I want to say, things look great, things look good, things look great. Gonna have the whole world on a plate starting here, starting now. Honey, everything's coming up roses. So having said that, congratulations, everyone. I'm so happy to see your little faces around this table. I am just excited as can be. And I also hope that, going forward, that we now have a progressive board, a proactive board, and that we really can do things to help people who are most in need in this society. That's basically all I want to say. I'm very proud of you. I'm very happy about all of the effort that people have put into making certain that we have a board now that reflects more the will of the people. But I also would like to say I would not want you to pass any resolution with regard to what's the name of that program? Natural Living. While you may be local station board members, you are not USOC, and you don't tell USOC what to do. And I would not want you to pass any resolution trying to influence USOC about decisions that we make as an unpaid staff organizing committee. And that's all I really want to say. And again, starting here, starting now. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you. And thank you very much for letting me come up here to speak first.
Thank you, Zul. The vote for secretary is complete. There are 15 votes for Berta Silva, 7 votes for R. Paul Martin, 1 vote for Mickey Mouse, who I believe is neither nominated nor accepted, nor has the requisite number of digits. Might be in the House. And 1 blank vote. Yeah. The floor is now open for treasurer. Berta. That's it. Yes. Andale. Nominations for treasurer.
I would like to nominate Varudi Bediako, who is a listener, and under the bylaws, the LST is allowed to elect a non-LSB member to serve as treasurer.
Varudi is here. Varudi, do you accept?
Yeah, very sure.
Well, let me take other nominations and then. Yes, other nominations. Alice? R. Paul Martin. Okay. Baruti, please raise your hand. Alice, do you feel you need to speak to the nominate? Okay. Sir, Paul, would you like to say a word to the nomination? Hand you the. I did. Are there any further nominations for treasurer?
It's with great pleasure and with great confidence that I make this nomination. I've worked with Baruti in the Finance Committee since July. Baruti is a professional, unlike myself. I winged it. But Baruti's a CPA. He knows his stuff. He asks the right questions. He understands numbers. He's sharp. He's committed to WBAI. And I can tell you this, he's nonpartisan. Baruti is concerned about the financial health of this radio station, and that is going to be the basis for his work as treasurer. He's made that very clear. And Last but not least, I was working at a severe handicap in my 9 months as treasurer. That was that I had a real hard time dealing with my wife, who resented the amount of time that I was giving to this position. And it was stressful. But Baroudi and his wife are both active in the Finance Committee. And so he comes into this position with full support from within the household, and I think he'll be even more successful, if that's possible, than I was.
All right. Baruti's name is spelled as follows. I'm announcing it on the mic so everyone can hear. B-A-R-U-T-I. B-E-D-I-A-K-O. Baruti, would you step up and say a word?
I'd like to thank Paul and maybe I shouldn't be too premature to say and the board, but let me say... I'd like to thank at least Paul for nominating me for the position. And I'm going to use my 20 years experience as a CPA working with nonprofits to assist the board and the management of the station to achieve the objectives of the Pacifica Foundation. And hopefully with any assistance that I can get from Paul, we'll have a successful year financially. Thank you.
Okay, while ballots are being collected, we'll proceed with public comment. Once again, I do invite women to step forward.
I don't know, if we're really pushing this diversity thing, black guy on the line.
Well, I mean, then be sure to let him speak before you.
My name is Jeff Perez, Long Island listener. First time at this meeting. I just want to bring up the fact, the election results. I'm outraged. One, I did not get my ballot, and I called urgent, the number, for, you know, after November 12th. I did not get the ballot until November 26th. That's one thing. The deadline was November 29th. So I had to follow the direction very, very carefully. And I was forced to mail it express mail. Here's the mail right here that the elections people, the incompetence of whoever was in charge, did not sign for it. If they can go into the P.O. box, they can sign for it. Secondly, with all respect to the board members, I'm not against any board member per se, but it's the nature of the way the elections was handled, and I'm asking that a recall, I would ask on a recall, I'm asking the board on record to put this to the national and the election supervisors as a that we should recall and redo it again. This is a democracy here. How many people have had this happen to them? You did also, right? There we go. Same with me. And whoever you vote for as the president, vice president, secretary, I could care less. It's democratically elected by you guys. But whoever had this returned to them, this may have changed the outcome of the elections. And I'm asking a recount in the elections, and I'm asking that all the votes from all the listeners that were not counted be counted. And I was also told at the last minute that we could bring it into the station in person. Today, tonight, someone informed me. I'm talking about for a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, a few days before. I'm worried the way the station and the National's running right now. All right. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Sheila Hamanaka. I'm from Rockland County. I just wanted to say welcome to the new board. I just would like to urge the board to fight for affirmative action in the next bylaws that are coming up. I think, of course, there are not enough of all the diverse people of colors in the city of New York. I don't see them sitting on this board. I would urge everyone to fight for that. You know, one of the things I've learned from listening to the radio is, well, I confess I'm a big Gary Null fan. And Gary Null is really into, like, reversing the racist process, or is that the aging process? I'm not sure. But let's reverse the racist process and fight for affirmative action, okay? And the other thing I learned from Gary Null is that you should get rid of toxic people in your life. Even if they're your relatives, even if their name is Gary Null, okay? As much as I like to eat raw foods, et cetera, et cetera. So I would just want to go on record as supporting what Io Harrington said, that despite the fact that I, you know, am into health, I think the thing that really counts is the health of this station. So I would support withdrawal of Gary Null from our airwaves. There are plenty of brilliant people in this city who are into health, physical and spiritual and emotional health, and I would like to see more diversity on the air. We don't need strip programming with one white male on any air and any time slot dominating the airwaves, really. So thank you.
Thank you. Paul, you're out of order. We have a result for, oh Lord, where did that go? Yeah, you should have it, if you can arrange for it. We have 15 votes for Baruti, 7 votes for R. Paul, 1 vote for someone who is actually deceased, and I'm not going to call a name because I think it's not very kind, and 1 blank. All right. Huh? Mariana. Baruti. Yes. Sorry.
Two people, treasurer and secretary. I'm sure they're correct, but I'm just curious.
The total number of notes?
More votes in the last two.
7 and 15 is 22, and 1 for an unnamed person who is no longer alive is 23, and 1 blank is 24.
And the secretary,
same deal, basically. 7, 15, 1, and 1.
20.
No, there was 1 blank and 1 Mickey Mouse. Okay. So it's time now to set the agenda. I have a draft agenda. That's part of the agenda. I have a draft agenda that I think we've kind of not particularly followed very closely, but let me, if somebody could pass this out. It's already been amended by circumstances, so we will rearrange things a bit, I imagine. Not right at the moment. We're now setting the agenda. If people would like to take a seat, we're going to be doing, I think, a bit of business that will, you'll be standing for an awfully long time if you continue to stand. Just kind of remember where you were in the line and respect one another's positions there. Okay. Everybody has a copy of the agenda? Everybody has a copy of the agenda? Everybody on the board have a copy of the agenda? Okay. The first order of business will be the approval of the agenda. Clearly, we've already dispensed with numbers 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. No, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And 10. I'm sorry, 5 and 7 we have not dispensed with and still have to do. So the order then would be 1, 2, 5, 7, 8, 9, 11, 12, 13, and 14. I will entertain a motion to adopt the agenda.
So moved.
I move.
A second? Yes. Add a motion to the agenda under new business. There is no new business. Well, then, new business follows unfinished business. At present,
Point of order.
Yes, R. Paul.
The main motion is this agenda.
It can be amended. Yes, she can add something following the unfinished business. Anywhere she likes. Sorry about that. But a new motion would come after unfinished business. New business would come after unfinished business.
No, she is, point of order, she is allowed to amend the agenda. We can make the agenda any way we please to do it. So people can put things in any order they please. People can bring up any kind of legal business and put it wherever they would like to propose it go.
Okay, thank you, R. Paul. Okay. So is it... there's a motion made and seconded?
Yes.
Therefore, so I will entertain amendments.
Thank you. I'd like to add two motions.
Could you please speak up?
Or would you like the mic?
Pass the mic.
Thank you. Thank you. I would like to add two motions after number 10 and before 11. Do we just have all of that general public comment, or is that yet to come? Number 11. All right, I would like to add two motions then before number 12, right after the public comment. One is a motion in defense of producers' rights at WBAI, and the other is a motion in support of Coca-Cola workers.
I'll second that.
All right. We now will vote on the amendment. Is that seconded, that motion? Yes. And now we will move to debate of that motion. Is there any discussion? Carolyn.
Am I recognized? I have a point of information. Is she speaking to the concept of why this should be inserted into the agenda at this point, as opposed to the substance of the motion?
Right. You have to vote on the motion to change the agenda first.
Yeah.
You want to respond?
Thank you. Yes, I do want to speak to inserting these now. I do think these are important. They have been issues that have been around the station for quite a while. And the motion in defense of producers' rights at WBAI is not a motion to usurp the rights of the unpaid staff. It is simply a motion urging management to defend the rights of the speakers. That is not the prerogative of USAC alone.
The motion is simply to insert. You cannot at this time speak to the substance of that motion. What is being debated now is to insert or not to insert, period.
Thanks. I believe that the person making the motion has the right to explain why it should be there, so I don't believe there it should go into a full argument for it, but to state the rights or the... Yeah.
We're not arguing the motion at this time. We're arguing the wisdom and benefit of taking the time at this time to insert it into the agenda. Is there any further discussion? Paul
Cervell. Are we going to leave? Do we have any option of staying beyond 9:30 in this location, or do we have to be out of here at 9:30?
Okay.
And I would like to amend her motion.
Yes, you can amend her motion.
I would amend the motion to insert it after 12 and before 13.
Okay.
Any discussion of... Is it seconded? Is that motion seconded?
For information. I was under the impression that the motion was after 12 and before 13.
Is there a second to Paul Cervell's motion? Okay, there's a second. Any discussion? Seeing no further hands raised, we proceed to a vote. All those in favor of inserting these two motions in defense of the producers' rights and the motion in support of Coca-Cola workers. The amendment first, right. All those in favor of inserting this item of business between number 12 and number 13, all in favor?
Both.
These two amendments to the agenda in favor of, okay. Now what's the count here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Oh, sorry. Whoa, thank you. I'll get the hang of this eventually. Okay, hands up again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Is your hands not up? Okay. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 in favor. How many opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
No.
One. He had his hand up before. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. The amendment carries. Now we proceed to the.
I believe the vote we just took was illegal because the number 12 is unfinished business.
That's okay.
And there's no way that new business could go before unfinished business.
No,
our poll is right. We can do the business in any order we wish. Okay. Now we proceed. We now proceed to a vote on the main motion. Yes. Are we now? Don't proceed to a vote. Yes, he amended an amendment.
Now that amendment is what's on the floor.
Exactly. That's right. So discussion. Okay, so now the amendment to the agenda becomes a motion to discuss the defense of producers' rights at WBAI, two additional items on the agenda, and a motion in support of Coca-Cola workers. And the motion now on the floor will be that will be inserted between items 12 and 13. Is there any discussion? It's the point of inserting it at all, but in that position. We've proceeded to the main motion from the amendment. Okay.
The main motion is to approve the agenda.
Okay. Well, we've had an amendment to an amendment and to an amendment. I'm not sure we can do that. But, okay. So, we are now proceeding to discussion of inserting that item into the agenda. And who would like to speak to that? Okay. Okay, we'll proceed to a vote. All those in favor of inserting these two items into the agenda, raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Motion carries. No votes.
1, 2, 2 no. And is that a no vote?
Yes.
3 no. Abstentions. 3 abstentions.
4.
Where's the 4th abstention? 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 abstentions. Motion carries. Now the main motion is to approve the agenda. As amended. We have another amendment that would...
I have an amendment with regard to the local station board listserv. I'll read it out and then I'll pass it to the secretary. The motion that the LSB listserv shall be used only to present draft of motions, agendas, committee, and general managers' reports. B, to obtain agreement about future dates and times of meetings. And 3, to discuss possible or scheduled executive sessions. 2, each standing and ad hoc committee of the LSB shall create a listserv which shall be open to the public for reading and to committee volunteers, interested producers, and to all LSB members for posting. Moderators shall be chosen at the first open meeting of this group or, if such has already occurred, at the next open meeting. Each LSB committee listserv shall contain the name LSB to avoid confusion with other Pacifica or WBAI lists. 3, the listservs of LSB committees may be used for logistics and discussions but may not be used for voting on recommendations, problem we've had in the past. And 4, and I'm not sure if this needs to procedurally be inserted into this motion, I can be corrected if not, but that the full ownership of the LSB listserv will immediately, at the end of this meeting, be turned over to the chair and vice chair and secretary of this LSB, and that the long requested removal of a dead email address that I've been requesting for the past 5 months will actually be enacted. That's my motion.
Point of order.
Where is this amendment saying to put this in the agenda?
No, actually, I like that done right after number 8.
Right after number 8. Do you have that in written form? As that was rather long.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Is there a second? I don't hear a second.
I second it.
All right, there's a second. The amendment is open for discussion. Bob.
I certainly support this issue being addressed by the board. I think it's something that has been problematic for the board in the past year. However, I don't agree that this should be as high up on tonight's agenda. We have a very urgent item of unfinished business concerning a motion to rescind the motion passed at the previous board meeting establishing a general manager search committee and to replace it with a new motion. And this is a time-sensitive matter because the board has voted to complete those elections by January 31st. So I believe that any other business should follow that on the agenda rather than precede it.
So where are you suggesting it be inserted into the agenda?
What? I'm opposing the motion.
You're speaking against the motion. Any other discussion? Yes, Carolyn.
I think the question of the listservs is a long and difficult one, and it has been, as Paul pointed out, a bone of contention all year. However, the motion as proposed amounts to a gag order on the board. And I would like us to take our time and write a motion that everyone on the board can live with and that does not put the potential censorship of listener and board members in the hands of so few people. So I am definitely against this motion, and I think perhaps a committee should be formed on the LSB to look into the way in which we want to set up our listservs. At the moment, it is too easy for them to be subverted and taken over, and for individual voices to be subverted. The LSB listserv is a good case in point. It has been a place for discussion and debate, and to limit it to announcements, essentially, is a gag order, and I'm against that. Thank you.
Okay,
She's allowed.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, I just want to say briefly that the purpose for this motion, the LSB listserv has been the place where people have mounted some of the ugliest, nastiest, most vile, foul, racist attacks, sexist attacks. It's been an opportunity for people to say in public, and in private rather, what even some of them would be ashamed to say in public. I'm anxious to have a listserv that simply deals with the logistics of getting meetings set. So I have no problem with, what do you call it, when you break up a motion and you just deal with one part. Okay, so that I would like us to vote immediately on at least changing ownership of the listserv tonight. I want it done tonight. A simple matter of getting an address change has been an issue of you wouldn't believe how many emails, as opposed to simply clicking remove. So that I would seriously ask that we consider at least addressing that portion of it tonight. I would hate for the listserv to accidentally disappear or something.
Is there any opposition to the change that Serene has just made in her motion, where she has limited it now to simply changing the ownership of the list? Is there any opposition to the change in the motion? Okay. Okay, but is there any opposition to the motion being changed? Yes. Okay.
Be short. I believe that if you feel that this LSB board has been a place where people have been disrespectful, instead of closing it down, we should open it to the public and just make it open so that the public can see what's in there. And so I'm making a substitute motion that we open the LSB listserv to the entire public. Any second on that?
Point of order. We have a point of order. That way.
My point of order is the main motion that's on the floor is the approval of the agenda. So what's in, we seem to have gotten heavily into a proposed motion, and really we should be talking more about whether it should go into an agenda and where it should go into the agenda. I think we've gotten a little bit far afield, so I think a motion that addresses the motion per se would be out of order. I think everything has to be about what we're doing on the agenda as such.
May I just say, I don't think a motion is necessary at all. My plan was to pass on the ownership to the next secretary and chair and everybody else. I don't think this is necessary to add acrimony and attempts and attacks. We can just pass it on. I think that's part of the job.
Well, actually, given that there is already a plan for the ownership of the list to be handed over, Serene, are you tonight? Is that tonight?
Mariana and everyone else has the password.
Mariana doesn't have the password.
Well, all right, wait, please, no crosstalk. Serene, you're out of order. You're out of order. You're out of, Serene, you are out of order. Patty? I just want some clarification. You're prepared to give the passwords to...
Well, actually, it's not a password. All officers of this board have access to change anything and everything on that listserv. So if people didn't do it, it's their own fault. And that I will pass it on to you and to Berta and to whoever wants it. Anybody can have it.
Okay. So you'll do that. You'll do that tonight. Serene, is that satisfactory? Can we
Can we I would prefer that there not be further crosstalk about this. If it's settled, it's settled. So we now have an agenda with no further amendments. Is there a motion to? No, it's been made. Motion's been made and seconded to accept the agenda, Alice.
We don't know where the motion that's being suggested to be placed.
The motion is moot at this point. I think it would have. If Serene has said that she was agreeable to removing it. Okay, to remove it.
Second part, please.
It's gone. Okay. May we move to a vote to approve the agenda? Point of order.
Any objection to the withdrawal? If there's unanimous consent, it's withdrawn.
Arpol is right, and let me ask formally, is there any objection to the motion being withdrawn? Hearing no objection, can we move to a vote to approve the agenda, please? All those in favor of approving the agenda as amended? Oh, I can't keep raising my hand. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. I see 19 hands. All those opposed? Abstentions? Oh, well, 2 abstentions. All right, whatever. Okay. So we now proceed to the first item on the agenda, which is the approval of the minutes of the November 30th meeting. We have 5 minutes scheduled for that. Patty?
I'm sorry, I had computer troubles and I didn't get them straightened out, so I will put the cap on those. I have the rough ones here, so for any of the motions for later, but I don't have them in draft form, so I'll submit them.
Okay, so we'll move on. Thank you very much, Patty. Now we move to report of the general manager. Moving right along. Don.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Very kind of you. Good evening, sisters and brothers. It's good to see such a large turnout for this meeting this evening. First of all, let me congratulate all the newly elected members of the local station board. And also, let me congratulate all the newly elected officers of the local station board. Sisters and brothers, the elections are over. The voters have spoken. You've all fought the good fight. And now the hard work begins. The hard work of building WBAI into the kind of dynamic institution that it has the potential to be. I would I look forward to working very closely with this board and with its newly elected leadership in the next 3 months. As many of you know, I have made it publicly known that I intend to resign my position as general manager at the end of March 2005. I look forward, however, to continuing a relationship with WBAI and with Pacifica after I leave this particular responsibility. However, there are some areas of work that I would like to engage the new board in the time that I remain as general manager. First of all, let me just say that this new board is taking over its responsibilities at a time when WBAI, as an institution, is on the road to fiscal stability and is growing in terms of its listenership by leaps and bounds. Overall, the station is on the right track. And I'm pleased to say, in the presence of the Pacifica CFO, Lonnie Hicks, who's here with us this evening, that we will end this calendar year, this, at the end of December, with the station moving into the new year with a projected surplus of over $300,000. In the 3.5 months left, I would encourage the board to meet with me, or representatives of the board to meet with me as often as it is feasible, to discuss some of the ideas that I have that I would like to leave with this board in terms of strengthening the foundation for growth and stability of the station moving forward. Among the initiatives I would like to begin to work with this new board on, and with whoever my successor will be, I've chosen to highlight three or four this evening. We need very quickly in 2005 to begin a serious search for a new location for WBAI. The current facilities are too expensive. They are inaccessible to a lot of our listeners and our volunteers. And I believe we need to move to a more friendly environment for WBAI in 2005. If not in 2005, at least let us begin the process of searching for an alternative space. Another priority that I would highly recommend to this new board is the establishment of an endowment for WBAI. And of course, our CFO, Lonnie Hicks, has some very concrete ideas as to how we should proceed. And I congratulate our new treasurer of the board, and I look forward to working with him and with Lonnie and our business manager on this particular task. A third initiative is more effective, more aggressive community outreach. We need to build our membership. While our listenership has grown in the past 6 months quite appreciably, our membership remains relatively stagnant. And I ask the board to work with management and staff in taking up this challenge. Part of the challenge is to reach out into communities throughout this city that have not yet been touched by the message of WBAI. There are millions and millions and millions of people in the tri-state area who've never heard of us, let alone listen to WBAI on a regular basis or become members of this station. We are truly unique in the sense that we are the only voice that's independent enough and courageous enough to speak truth to power, to be unequivocally a station that stands up for the rights of oppressed people and exploited people, that stands up for the principles of peace and justice for all. We need to take this message far and wide throughout the tri-state area. This is an undertaking that the staff alone and the volunteers working with the staff cannot do adequately on their own. We need the active involvement of this new local station board. We need to look at our technical infrastructure, improving it, expanding on it. For example, you know, WBAI does not have a backup transmitter, so if our transmitter goes off the air for whatever reason, a fire in Wall Street or lightning hits the Empire State Building, whatever it is, we don't have the ability to to immediately switch to a backup transmitter. And a backup transmitter does cost a hefty amount of money. So I would, it may sound mundane, but it is indeed an extremely critical area of solidifying the technical foundation of the station as we move forward. And finally, sisters and brothers, I think we have an opportunity in this institution to set an example for how a multicultural, multiracial group of individuals can address the challenges that face this city, which is perhaps the most diverse city in the United States and one of the most diverse in the world. WBI is in the middle of this great metropolitan area that can, in fact, demonstrate to this country and to the world a working model of how people from different races and different ethnicities can come together and work in the interest of principles that are common to all of us. So, as I've said before, I will say it again. The diversity of WBEI is one of our greatest assets. And as I look around this board, I can see some of that diversity reflected, not all of it, but some of the great diversity of the Tri-City are reflected here on this new board. Let's work together to strengthen that asset. I will have opportunities to address the board in future public meetings, so I will reserve some other points that I can make or will want to make later on in the interest of time, Madam Chair. But I want to congratulate you on your appointment as chair of this board. You have been a tremendous volunteer for WBEI in so many capacities, working selflessly many, many hours a week. And so far this evening, you have demonstrated the capacity to be a real leader, a true leader. And I congratulate you and I look forward to working closely with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I just want to take this opportunity to make it clear that it is not necessary to address me as Madam Chair. Vajra will do. However, you know, as long as you don't call me late for dinner, then, you know, feel free. The next order of business is a report of the Pacifica Chief Financial Officer. And that is a 5-minute report from Mr. Lonnie Hicks.
No, I'm going to be in someone's way no matter what I do, so I'll be brief. I'm here just to talk a little bit about what the financial future of WBAI is and needs to be. My goal and the goal of the network is to ensure that there's a financial foundation for this station for the next 55 years. That's what we need to think about. That's what we need to plan. WBAI is the case with many of our other stations, are the result of hard work, dedication of many, many people, volunteers, staff people, listeners, all of whom have made Pacifica, the network, what it is today. And the promise that we have to keep is to match that hard work so that this network has another 55 years in which we can be what we need to be to keep faith and to keep the promises that the values that we have stand for. The values that we represent, and WBAI representing the network, are important values, and we have to ensure that we're here and the people that follow us will be able to do that work as those who have preceded us have done their work. My congratulations to the new board and to the listeners and to remaining board members. Nothing worth doing is easy, and certainly this is a good example. We need to now move ahead. Everybody says that. We have to do it. We have promises that we have to keep at Pacifica. And that's how I think about it. I think about people who started Pacifica, who have worked here, have their faces pressed in every window and every room that I'm in, and they're looking in at us. And they're saying, what the hell are you doing now? Every window I see those faces saying to me, you know, what are you doing? Are you moving ahead? Are you moving sideways? What are you doing? So that's what gets me up in the morning. And I say, okay, we're moving. So I say to you, there are people, there are faces in this city and in the other five cities where we have stations, where individuals do have their faces pressed against windows, looking right in at us, asking us, are you moving the values ahead in everything you do? And my area is finances, but my heart is with the values of this institution. So I say congratulations to everybody, and thank you so much. Let's keep going.
Madam Chair, may we ask questions? May I ask a question of Lonnie, please? Hi, Lonnie. I'm very happy to hear that there is a surplus, that means excess of monthly needs of BAI of over $300,000, as Don said. Is that cash in the bank? That results of obviously from the last drive. How much of that is cash? I hope it all is.
At the beginning of the fiscal, we do what's called cash flow projections. As you know, January 1, WBAI will have cash, $300,000 in the bank. And, of course, a good deal of that is from the previous drive. And what a drive that was, by the way. What a drive that was. Hard work, of course. But let me expand a little bit on that question, on the answer to that question. Yeah, we did extra days and exceeded goal. The drive was exceeded goal, and that's very good. There are always more challenges ahead. What is BAI's challenge? BAI's challenge is that the next drive is scheduled to raise $1.1 million. So we're here focusing on that drive right now. Have done that in the past. They'll have to do it again. That's an area we will be focusing on. Now, what does $300,000 in the bank mean? It means that with a drive beginning toward the end of January, you know, it's like equivalent to having your month's rent a month in advance, because the expenses for BAI are about $275,000 a month. To have that on before your drive and for the month is good. It's like having the rent money a month before the rent money's due. So that's good. Doesn't mean that you'll always have that. And as I always stress with Pacifica stations, our finances, we're a seasonal business. Our business, but one bad drive can hurt a station. You can never relax financially. That's why an endowment is so important. Endowment is important. You must not be content with living month to month, hand to mouth. You must think bigger than that, because there's a lot that's been done before that must be preserved. My message. So that's my answer. My answer is we're not there yet financially, and we need to be. And there are plans to get there.
Thank you very much, Lonnie.